This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 3, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1790, the United States Coast Guard was created. Ariana McNeil writes, in today's Salem News, the weekend was productive for Hamilton and Wenham residents as each held their annual town meetings. Both towns approved all of the articles on their respective warrants, though Hamilton residents grappled with affordable housing, while Wenham residents commented on whether or not to study a parcel of land at Long Meadow Way in Hamilton. The parcel is under question for affordable housing. The towns also took on more run-of-the-mill items like budgets and allocating Community Preservation Act money, as recorded by Hamilton-Wenham Community Access and Media. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues with Bill Newell reporting on the tragedy in Saugus over the weekend in which a woman died in an accident at a gas station.
Rick, a 36-year-old woman was killed Saturday morning on a Route 1 North Sunoco gas station when she apparently was trapped under her car, according to the Saugus police investigation. Thor Jorgensen writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, state police responded to the fatal accident at around 9:51 a.m., after receiving a report of a vehicle on top of a person at the Sunoco. Initial police scanner transmissions indicated the woman was trapped under the car at the station and inflatable rescue equipment was needed to free her. First responders found the woman under her car, a Chevy Captiva. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Saugus police have not released the identity of the woman at this time. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, with students in the throes of standardized testing starting on Monday, today, Carleton Innovation School in Salem is getting a little creative about helping kids handle the pressure. The 239-student elementary school spent last Wednesday introducing students to yoga, an effort to help the kids navigate the emotional and stressful challenges of MCAS testing and, to a greater extent, life outside the classroom. The school partnered with the Mind Body Studio at the Salem YMCA to teach breathing exercises and relaxation techniques to all Carleton students and staff. Beth Ann Jellison, the school's principal, is quoted as saying, "We don't do test prep all year, and this past week we have been. We notice kids are getting kind of uptight and stressed out. So we're trying to de-stress them and get them to relax so they're able to do the best work that they can." More on this story in today's Salem News, written by Dustin Luca. Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, the Islamic Society of the North Shore gave residents a chance to meet their Muslim neighbors on Sunday, joining 17 other mosques across Massachusetts that also opened their doors. Fawaz Abushark, who led part of the Ask a Muslim Open Mosque Day discussion, is quoted as saying, "This is what it's really all about, for you to see us, for us to see you, to know each other, and hopefully this will be the beginning of a great relation for our community." More on this story, of course, in today's itemlive.com. Town meeting convenes at Manchester by the Sea Monday at 7 p.m. at the Memorial Elementary School, 43 Lincoln Street, to consider a warrant of 22 items. Participants will be using clickers to cast votes on the articles, including a town operating budget of $13.94 million, $4 million for water and sewer work, and $13.8 million for the town's share of the operating budget for the Manchester Essex Regional School District. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.